There are many parts of our tefillah, especially the brachas before the Shema, the Kedusha, the Uvalat Zion, that really models the tefillah of the Malachim, the way that the angels in Shemayim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, even in the bracha of Yotzeh HaMa'ayreis, we mention the fact that all things, and this is a Medrash in Tehillim that says this, all things sing before Hashem, the sun, the moon, the stars, the angels. Pasuk tells us, Hallo es Hashem Amraimim, Hallo kol Mlachav, Hallo kol Tzvav, Hallo Shemesh V'yareach, Kol Koich V'yar, praise Hashem from the heavens, praise Hashem from the heights, praise Him all the angels, praise all the hosts, praise Him, the sun, the moon, praise Him all the stars of light. All of the Bria praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it does what it needs to do. However, says the Midrash, but even though all things sing before Him, the song of the righteous and the upright, the tefillah of the Yesharim, is more pleasant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk tells us, Rannu tzadikim b'Hashem, l'Yesharim navatila. Rejoice in Hashem, you righteous. The praise of the upright is pleasant. What does this mean? There's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, that tells us how Klal Yisrael is more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachi Hasharis, than the ministering angels. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, sing out to Hashem each hour, but the Malachim only sing out once a day. More than that, we mention Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael Hashem. After two words, we mention Hashem's name. But the Malachim only after three, Kadosh, 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 Hashem. But then the Gemara tells us something fundamental. The Malachi Hasharis cannot sing before Hashem on high until Klal Yisrael sings down below. Malachim have one leg. They can't move. The Navi Zechariah tells us, V'nosati lecha malchim b'na'im d'me'ilah, I'll give you walkers amongst the standers. What does it mean if you've only got one foot? It means you can't move. They don't have Bechira. They don't have the ability to initiate anything. We human beings who have free choice, when we choose to open our mouths to praise Hashem, we are way above any other part of the Bria that is programmed to do so. That's why there's nothing sought by Hashem except to hear Klal Yisrael's tefillahs, as the Medrash in Tehillim tells us. We have the ability to move. We have the ability to initiate. We have the ability to create Kedusha. So yes, the tefillah of the Malachim is the model for us, but we're the ones that make it happen. We're the ones that are creating the energy in the spiritual systems through our tefillahs. It's an incredible point to ponder. The Kedusha of the Malachim is unfathomable. But what we don't realize is our own power. The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim discusses in great depth the power of the soul, the ability that we have to generate and create Kedusha, to reach higher, to connect, to use our free choice to come close. There is nothing in the universe that creates spiritual energy like this. And we're able to do it every time we open our mouths, when we choose to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's no wonder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavel tefillas and shal tzadikim, he desires our tefillas, not because he needs them, but because this is the exact purpose of the universe that he created, that beings that have free will should choose to open their mouths and praise Hashem to connect to him. Everything else is just background. Everything else is just the stage upon which we operate. So of course, only once Klal Yisrael has praised Hashem down below can the Malachim open up their mouths up above.